say if you saw someone that you hadn't seen in quite a while, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into.
Okay. In fact, the little girl's given the same name that her mother has. You'd say they named the child. What's her mother? They named the child.
After.
Okay. And say if someone, if you had been, say someone slipped and fell this way, you say he fell over.
Backward.
And this would be?
Forward.
And say if something was very common, you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And say, you might say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little
ways off.
Okay. And say if you'd been traveling and hadn't finished your trip, you'd say you still had a what to go. You still had a
small distance.
Well, say if it was a pretty good distance, you'd say you still had a
mile to go.
I was wondering if you said something like a fur piece or a long way.
Well, you could say a fur piece. I've heard that.
Is that
a long ways to go or a fur piece? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And say if a, when you're plowing, the things that the plow cuts, you call those
furrows.
Okay. And say if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
And, you know, the second cutting of clover or grass, do you have a special name for that after you've cut it for the first time, you're in enough going back so you can cut it again?
The second cutting? I don't know. I don't know. It comes back. People around here with some kinds of grass can cut it two or three times or more.
Uh-huh.
Go right back and cut it down again, and it's better when it gets up about like that. If it stays and gets too tall, mm-hmm. it'll fall over, and then your thing won't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's lying there.
Uh-huh. What do you call that old dry grass? It's dead.
Hay for the cows.
Okay. And a crop that you haven't planted that year, but it comes up anyway, you call that a...
You know, many things come up. Of course, that grass will come up, and
uh-huh.
you can fertilize it and then make another crop.
But say, if you hadn't planted, say, something that you planted last year, and it came up this year on its own, you'd say it was a
volunteer crop.
Okay. And you say wheat is tied up into
bundles.
Okay. And then the bundles are piled up into a...
Stacks.
Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raised, you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, oats. Well, they have a thing to give them with now.
Uh-huh.
But used to, way back yonder, we used to grow rice a little bit and take it to the mill, have it cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
But we would cut it down and put down a pole, the rice. Well, you could do the oats the same way. But anyhow, you had to dry it to get the grain off. And you'd
mm-hmm.
have to whip it off, mostly over a bough, put down something around there to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And just pick them big bundles and get that barrel and
mm-hmm.
the stuff would just fly. Put that things out there to catch it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
and
they have things to give it now.
Uh-huh. Say if someone